If you're one of those readers who likes long, short stories, stories in which the real and the supernatural intertwine, then our reviewer, Alan Chuse, has a book for you. It's called The Little Black Book of Stories, and it's by the English writer A.S. Byatt.
Three of the five stories included in this splendid new collection make no bones about inviting in the weird, the ghostly, and the miraculous. The lead story, The Thing in the Forest, begins during the London Blitz, with two girls, strangers to each other, being shipped off to a country haven. One morning, the two of them band together to explore the surrounding woods, where they encounter a monstrous English worm, an insect beast much talked about in fabled mythology. Needless to say, this sighting, whether it is a sighting or a vision, is a life-changing event. As is the onset of a bizarre and inexplicable medical condition in the tale called A Stone Woman, which begins in a London flat and ends in Iceland. Byatt tells us that Iceland in summer is a fleeting island of light and brightness in a shroud of thick vapors and freezing needles of ice in the air. There is no nightfall, only the endless shifts in the color of the sky. The Pink Ribbon is yet another beautifully composed narrative that melds the natural and supernatural worlds. In this case, it's the story of a World War II Air Force veteran whose wife is suffering terribly from Alzheimer's disease. It begins realistically enough with James, the ex-flyer, attempting to cope with the ailing woman's fantasies of invisible people and her deteriorating physical condition. And then, in the dead of night, comes the shrill cry of the doorbell, and James, the husband, comes face to face with someone he never could have imagined. For people who haven't had the experience of reading Byatt's fiction, particularly her short fiction, this brief but memorable book will startle with all the intensity of a shrill cry of a doorbell in the dead of night.
The book is The Little Black Book of Stories by A.S. Byatt. Reviewer Alan Chuse teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.